broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, November the 4th, 2022. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running. It is the first Friday in the month of November, and the Friday before Election Day. I think everybody is probably excited that come Tuesday, we will have no more political ads, we will have no more debates, we will have no more of what happens during the political season. All wraps up on Tuesday, and I do want to remind everybody that we will have live election coverage, as we do every year, Tuesday, November the 8th, starting at 7:15 p.m., and going until all the races are called. Now, here in Marion, locally this year, really that's only one contested race. That'll be for Marion County Commissioner, with Dr. Mark Davis and Kathy Masters. Now also we will have the fire levy, and I believe there is a River Valley, and I want to make sure I get this right because I got this in the mail yesterday. There will be a River Valley, you know, I guess it's a levy, but no new taxes. So I think it's a renewal levy. And I'll get to that in a moment when I go through the political ads that have come in the mail, which I like to do this time of year, because I know not everybody gets them. Some people get them, and it's an interesting thing to go to and go through. So we'll get to that momentarily here on the program, and maybe somebody can fill me in on the River Valley issue. But on Tuesday night, we will start at 7:15, and it'll be Sean Kraft and Linda Sims in studio with me at this point, as we have it. Terry Tackett and Glenn Coble will be down at the Board of Elections giving us the results that night, calling in. And we've got a whole host of people who will be calling in that night giving us their thoughts on what is happening throughout the state of Ohio and beyond. Now, in Marion, as I say, we have River Valley, we have the fire levy, we have the county commissioner race, but also in Marion, we certainly are interested in the gubernatorial race, Governor DeWine and Nan Whaley. Certainly interested in the state treasurer's race between Mayor Schertzer and current treasurer Robert Sprague. And I think people are interested in the Senate race between Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance. So those will be the races we're concentrating on Tuesday night. So we'll start at 7:15, and we'll go until all those races are called, unless there is some type of mishap. Now, there have been mishaps on election night. That is not an uncommon thing. So if there is a mishap, we might be on a little longer that night. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. Now, moving beyond that, let's see. Now, I've been talking about this since Tuesday morning. Now, I'm going to go through this completely again, because maybe we have some new listeners this morning, or some people who haven't been listening this week. Now, I don't know how many of you know this, but at the beginning of the month, which was Tuesday was November the 1st, McDonald's issues receipts. Of course, when you buy something. Now, there is a code at the top of this receipt. Now, this code is, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 26 numbers, and it's all numbers, 26 numbers long. Now, here's how this works. And I was cued in on this a few months ago because one of the employees there, I guess they have a quota they have to meet every month. So what happens is, at the beginning of the month, you go to a website, and you enter this code, and you fill out a little survey, and the survey probably takes 3 to 5 minutes. It's not very long at all. And you get something free from McDonald's when you fill out this survey. Now, the problem is, if you don't have a code, you can't get in to take the survey. And you can only do it 5 times a month. After you do a fifth one, you cannot get in again. So you can only do 5 a month. So I've been doing this probably since July when they told me that this could be done. So I did it July, August, September, October. Well, we got to the beginning of November, which means I was eligible again to do this. And I got on the computer to go to the website to put these numbers in so I could take the survey. And basically, the problem is, and has been every day this week, that the register ink at the McDonald's that I go to, I don't know if it's smeared or if the ink is fading. I don't know. Because I'm having a hard time understanding this, because it's been this way since Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And continues this morning. Because as I'm looking at my receipt here, now I can get through the first 5 numbers, 12001, but once we get into the second 5, I see a 1, a 3, and then there's a number that you could possibly make out. It might be a 5, and then maybe an 8 or a 3 and a 1. And by the time you get to the third row, you really have no idea, because there's a number completely missing. So there's no way you can fill these out. Now, this is the fourth day that this has happened. So if I can't enter the code, I can't get into the program, and I can't fill it out, take the survey, which means I can't get the free item. Now, again, this has been going on all week. So, no big deal. I mean, I just figure at some point they are going to change their tape. But what is interesting about this to me is that this morning, when I was going through, because you do see a lot of the same people every morning, because they work at the same place, and you're there every morning, the lady who works the window, the first window, who deals with the money, who I see, you know, quite a bit, and she's aware of who I am, handed me the receipt, and she's actually the person who originally told me about this survey. And she said, she handed me the receipt, and she said, now make sure you fill out the survey. And I said to her, you know, I've been trying all week, but I can't, because I can't make out the numbers, because the ink is smeared. And I don't think, now maybe she will change the ink. Maybe there will be a way to change the ink now. But I thought it was interesting, because I'm sure she's telling people other than just me that they need to take this survey. But it's kind of odd in the long haul when you consider that you can't read the numbers. I don't know anybody who could read the numbers. I don't think it's a just me problem. So that's where we are today. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, once again, I cannot read the McDonald's receipt. It's illegible. So can't get the free stuff, can't take the survey. And, you know, I feel bad, because I know the lady running the window this morning is expecting me to take this survey. And clearly, I can't, and clearly they want to meet their quota. I don't know what the quota is there on this. Does anybody know who's ever worked at McDonald's or who frequents there a lot? Does anybody even know about this system, about 5 free things a month once you take this survey? If you do, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Hey, I'm up at the office today, and I got the number right the first time. I'm sure I will screw it up several times hereafter. But 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we can certainly discuss it, because it's an interesting thing. You want to do it. You want to be nice. You want to be proper in this particular situation, but there's no possible way to do it. Now, I don't know if this is the situation at all the McDonald's in Marion, because obviously we have more than one. But the one that I go to, I just wish they would change their tape. Or maybe it's the register tape itself. Maybe it's slippery and causing an ink smear, as they would say. But that's the first topic of conversation this morning on this Getaway Friday. First Friday in the month of November. But we've been talking about that all week. I'll tell you something else we've been talking about. And I'm just going to bring this up again this morning to say something, an interesting point, I think. I brought this up on, I believe it was Wednesday. I was at the grocery store on Tuesday, and a gentleman walked up, and he had 3 12-packs of Mountain Dew. Now, I could tell it was a Mountain Dew product because it had Mountain Dew on the box. That's a good way to tip you off. It's a Mountain Dew product. But the box was decorated in sort of a colorful way, not like the regular Mountain Dew boxes are decorated. So anyway, he had 3 of these boxes of Mountain Dew. And I looked at the name on the box, and it was Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. Now, in my mind, I thought, this can't be related to fruitcake. Maybe that's just a play on words, and that's got to be what it is. Because who would want to make a drink that would taste like fruitcake? Or tie it into fruit cake. Well, turns out that's exactly what it is. I researched it online, and Fruit Quake Mountain Dew is actually a Mountain Dew that's supposed to have a fruit cake taste, although I don't know what that would be, besides wax lips tasting something. I don't know. To me, that's just, I could not drink it. I still can't drink. I haven't even tried. But here's the reason I bring this up, because I've mentioned this quite a bit this week. Now, as I said, that gentleman bought 3 of these. Now, it's new this year, so I'm not even really sure how people have tasted it. But this gentleman had bought 3 of them. Well, the next day, I went down the aisle because I had not been down the aisle to see how they were doing, and I only saw 2 of them left, and I thought, man, is this selling well? Well, yesterday, this is the new part of the story, a couple came in, and they bought 2 of them, which, or maybe they bought 3. They might have bought 3, but anyway, sold out. Sold out of the Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. Now, Mountain Dew is a popular product to begin with. So, I mean, I guess we can say that Mountain Dew is a popular product, and maybe that's why this is going on. But this is selling. But here's my point on this. And sold out at this point, although there might have been a truck that came in yesterday that replenished this. But I'm not sure, because it's not named fruitcake. It's named Fruit Quake, Q-U-A-K-E. I don't know if people know that this is supposed to be Mountain Dew flavored like a fruitcake. You know, fruit sounds pretty good. And this is what I've always said when it comes to fruitcake. Those two items sound very good. Fruit sounds good. Cake sounds good. But when you put them together, it's horrible. It's a horrible, horrible thing. So I don't know if people are buying this just because it's a new Mountain Dew flavor or taste, not knowing actually what it might taste like. And I also cannot vouch for what it does taste like because I've never had Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. And apparently I can't have any now because it is sold out at this particular point. So I guess my question this morning is, do you think anybody has tasted Fruit Quake Mountain Dew? Has anybody out there in the listening audience? You might not have, because apparently people are buying this in bulk. As I said, the first person I saw buy it bought 3 of them, 12 packs. Yesterday, the couple bought the only 2 that were left. So there might be only 2 groups of people in Marion that have actually tasted this stuff. Has anybody had the Fruit Quake Mountain Dew? And do you agree with me? Do you think people are tasting this just because it sounds good? They don't actually know that it's tied into fruitcake. That it's actually Fruit Quake. That maybe they just think it's a fruity version of Mountain Dew. But I also have found this out yesterday. Talking to this couple, I said, you know, do you know it's fruitcake flavored? We had a little bit of a conversation. And basically, I think people just like to taste different versions of Mountain Dew, to be honest with you. I know there's a new hard Mountain Dew out there, which has some alcohol in it. I know people have to be carded for that. That's a new thing. And there are some other flavors that are seasonal flavors that come out with the seasons in regard to Mountain Dew. So I don't know. Maybe it's just a new Mountain Dew flavor, and that's intriguing people. Maybe it's... I don't know. I really don't know. But the fact that it's selling well tells me that people can't really know that it is associated with the fruit cake. It was nice we had no fog this morning, by the way. So does anybody have any thoughts on the fruit quake Mountain Dew? 740-383-9944. As I say, we are in the office today. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can certainly discuss this particular topic. It's fascinating to me that this is actually going well, and we are just in the first week of sales of this. And I also wonder, you know, I noticed with a lot of these, have noticed over the years, with a lot of these seasonal products, that they're only around for the holiday season, and they don't restock them. You know, they come in early November, because basically after Halloween, apparently that's when the holiday season starts, they come in after Halloween, and essentially, it's one stocking of these things, and they don't restock them because they are a seasonal product, so once they're gone, they're gone. Kind of like Christmas lights. I don't think they restock those. I think they get one big shipment of those, and then they go through them, and that's that. But if you have any thoughts on this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944, the Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, let me do the ads here first, and then we'll get to the fruitcake toss. Got some more political ads in the mail yesterday, and this is why I don't really know what the River Valley issue on the ballot is. I believe it's a levy, but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong here. Got this in the mail just yesterday. And essentially it says, vote yes, River Valley schools, no new taxes, in very big letters. So I'm guessing it's a renewal. Now the pictures on this postcard are, I think it's the band, and then I think it's some kids going to college, and then I think it's the homecoming court. Homecoming court, it would be. So that's what's on the front of this thing. And then on the back, it says, River Valley local schools need your vote on November 8th. Oh, here it is. This fills you in. It's in the small print. River Valley local schools need your vote on November the 8th to pass our renewal levy. The funds generated stay in our district and help us provide the best education possible at RV. We do our best to be good stewards of the tax dollars you entrust to us. We hope to earn your yes vote so we can continue our mission of creating tomorrow's leaders for our community. So it is a levy. It's a renewal levy. And it's coming up on Tuesday. Now, this would go right along with the fire levy. Although the fire levy is a new levy, new tax dollars, to build a new fire station, essentially. But I keep saying, and now we're only 4 days out from the election, 4.5 days out, have the firefighters made their case that they need a new fire station? Now, I think anybody who's been to the fire station would probably say, yes, they need a new fire station. But the big question is, have they made their case to that effect? So, you know, I don't know. I'm interested to know what you think. Will you be voting for the fire levy? I know a lot of people have already voted. Will you be voting, if you live in the River Valley District, for the renewal levy for River Valley, which would not be any new tax dollars, but just a renewal. But a lot of people get confused when it comes to renewals and new tax levies and tax dollars and so on and so forth. I know it becomes confusing for a lot of people. So, give me a buzz here, and we'll go through this. 740-383-9944. Again, I am in the office today, coming up on 34 minutes past the hour. What do you think? We talk about the candidates all the time, and we do have a lot of races coming up on Tuesday, but what do you think about the levies? What do you think about the renewal levy? What do you think for River Valley? What do you think about the new fire levy? Do you think these are going to pass? Do you think one might pass and one might not because one's a renewal and one's not a renewal? I don't know. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, that's the River Valley piece of literature I got in the mail yesterday. Now, the other piece of mail I got was kind of serendipitous yesterday, because if you listen to the program, we had the Democrat who's taking on Jim Jordan for his congressional seat. Her name just slipped my mind here. Hold on a second, and I will go back here and get her name. It was an interesting interview on the station yesterday. I hope you got a chance to hear it. Tammy Wilson. Tammy Wilson was on yesterday. Okay. So, she was on and she talked about Jim Jordan. Now, I got a piece of literature in the mail yesterday from Jim Jordan. Now, this piece is different than the other piece I got. I think I shared with you what the other piece said. Now, this one has Jim Jordan on the front, and I think he's on... It's not an exercise bike, and it's not a treadmill, but it's a piece of exercise equipment. I'm not sure what it is, but he's on some sort of exercise equipment, and it's kind of darkened. And I'm not really sure why the picture is darkened, but that's how it goes. And essentially it says, Jim Jordan is fighting for us, Washington is broken, but Jim Jordan doesn't represent Washington, he's fighting for us. It's interesting because I think yesterday, the candidate pretty well said the same thing. And then it says, re-elect Jim Jordan on or before November the 8th. Now on the back is where all the information is. And it's got Jim Jordan on the back, just kind of standing there in his normal clothes with his hands on his hips, blue shirt, trying to make you see what this looks like. Sleeves rolled up, which has kind of become his trademark, oddly enough. But it says, Jim Jordan is standing for us. Our economy proposes when our tax dollars are protected. Jim Jordan authored the cut, cap, and balance plan to stop the out-of-control growth of the federal debt. Shipping unnecessary spending from Washington will bring inflation down. Or stopping unnecessary spending from Washington will bring inflation down. Our communities prosper. When we support our police and secure the border, Jim Jordan is committed to funding our police, securing our border, and fighting for safer communities. He stands strong with our first responders who put their lives on the line every day. Oh my, what? Oh, look at this. Well, thank you. Oh, from Brinley. Well, tell Brinley thank you. Oh, well, Brinley, thank you. I just got the delivery here. We'll just skip this Jim Jordan thing for a moment, and we'll go right on to this. Now, we have a picture here. Now this is something I like. Well, Brinley, I just got your delivery. All right. Maddie is a character in a book Brinley just read. Now, there is a picture here that Brinley drew. And this is of Maddie. Now, I don't know who Maddie is, so I'm going to have to look this up. But I bet this looks exactly like Maddie because this is a very well-drawn picture. It looks like Maddie might have glasses on here, smile on her face, maybe a ponytail, nicely colored shirt. Well, Brinley, I thank you so much for this. If you drew this for me, which I would guess that you did, to show me who Maddie is, because clearly I had no idea who Maddie was. But boy, oh boy, I certainly do now, thanks to Brinley, one of our very young listeners out there, as she probably heads to school today. Well, Brinley, thank you for this. I certainly will be keeping this. All right. Now, there's something else here. Now, this might be a little more intriguing because it's in a bag. It says, to Scott from Brinley. Well, here we go. And it's a little... Oh, well, look at this. I can now see what this is. It is a Halloween bag, a little Halloween bag, very nicely decorated here with a bow on it. And it's filled with little Butterfingers, which, as many people know, is my favorite candy. Well, Brinley, you have made my Friday, I will have to say. Thank you so much for the Butterfingers and the picture that you drew. Well, I tell you what, this picture will go right here in the studio on the wall with so many of our other pictures. But it'll fit right in. What a good work of art. I can see that Brinley is obviously a budding young artist. Who knows what she'll be when she grows up. But she's already got a knack for art, that's for sure. So thank you, Brinley, for that picture. And certainly thank you for the Butterfingers. I will enjoy this. You know, I don't know that I've gotten anything for Halloween for many, many years. So, you know, trick or treat, Brinley. Even though I already got the Butterfingers here from you, trick or treating. You are the only person this year who I think gave me anything for Halloween. So I certainly appreciate that, and I will enjoy the Butterfingers. And I hope you have a great day at school. Hey, the weekend's coming up, so I'm sure you're happy for that as you drive to school with Grandma this morning. Thank you, Brinley, and have a great Friday at school. You know, the listeners just keep getting younger here. That's what you need when you're in the technological age. You know what's funny is that people do pay attention to what you're saying. And that's the great thing about talk radio. If we were just doing music all the time, you know, people here have probably heard most of the songs before. It's just that. But when you're talking, yammering on like I am every morning, you know what was frightening? I got to tell you this really quick. When the door opened, I thought, oh man, somebody has brought me this Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. And I thought, if somebody would bring it to me, because I certainly am not going to buy it myself. And I'm not asking anybody to buy it. Trust me. I'm not asking anybody to buy this stuff. I'm not even sure you can get it at this point. I don't know if the Kroger on Delaware Avenue has it or not. I know the other one sold out or was sold out as of yesterday. But I thought if somebody brought me a 12-pack of this, I would probably have to try it because that would be rude. Because certainly I'm going to try these Butterfingers that Brinley sent over. And I thought, oh man, when that door opened, here comes the horrible, horrible Mountain Dew. In any event, thank you, Brinley. And don't show up with any Fruitcake Mountain Dew. We don't need it. Fruitquake. What a horrible Friday that would be, having to try that mess of stuff. You know, my tongue inflated there just thinking about it. Ooh. Now, the last bit of information, thank you, Brinley, again. The last bit of information on this Jim Jordan flyer is our families prosper when Washington respects our values. Jim Jordan is holding Washington bureaucrats accountable for exposing waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. He supports hard work and personal responsibility, even writing legislation to reform the welfare system, requiring able-bodied welfare recipients to work in order to receive benefits. Now, that's an interesting thing, because I know a lot of people in Marion use the food card. I don't know if that's going to go over well or not. Help re-elect Jim Jordan on November the 8th. Jim Jordan is holding Washington accountable. So that's the new Jim Jordan ad that came in. And any ad that comes in before Tuesday, we will read on the air. So I've gotten two from Jim Jordan, which is interesting. I think the only political ads, political paper, what do you call that? Political postcards, I guess, have been from River Valley and have been from Jim Jordan. So there you go. What a thing, as they say. So, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means Jim Jordan is worried. I can't think he is with the big lead that he has at this point, so says the polls. But as our guest said yesterday, who can believe the polls? All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I got to tell you, I am so impressed with this picture that Brinley drew. You know, we talk a lot about kids nowadays, and we say, oh, you know, they're just playing video games or whatever. But clearly, there are kids out there who are listening to talk radio in the morning and paying attention and doing great artwork, like this particular picture shows. I'm going to have to figure out who Maddie is. And hey, you know, not only does Brinley do nice pictures, she also reads books, which I am a fan of. On all levels. And boy, oh boy, now those Butterfingers look really, really good. You know, there are a lot of Butterfingers packed in this little bag. Probably four or five of them in there. That's pretty good. But, you know, as I've said many times, and I don't understand it, I wonder if Brinley's going to be in the fruitcake toss. You know, that just dawned on me. But what I was saying was, I don't like peanut butter. I don't like peanut butter on a sandwich. I don't like peanut butter like on crackers or anything. I would not just eat peanut butter. But for some reason, I like Butterfingers. I don't know what the difference is, but I do like Butterfingers so much that they are my favorite candy. So that's kind of interesting. But, you know, hey, Brinley, we've got Fruitcake Lily in the fruitcake toss. So it's quite possible that Brinley could get in the fruitcake toss before this is all said and done. How about that? If you don't know, the Fruitcake Toss is taking place on December 15th. It's a Thursday night at 7 p.m. Now, here, I have the complete list, I do believe, here in the studio. Because I am at the studio today. We have Fruitcake Lily, Sarah, Judy Cressup, Glenn Coble, Angie, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Ralph Thacker, Don O'Bauer, myself, Brandon, Sean, Terry, Linda, Adam, Bob Smith, James Anderson, the naturalist, Dr. Davis, running for county commissioner, Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life, Bob Welsh, Abby, I believe was entered into this, Lieutenant Brown from the police station, Sheriff Matt Bales, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, former Mayor Kellogg, Ed Pickett, Ted Jolliffe, Mr. Neal, who's coming with Sarah, Jacob Barnhard, who I believe is also coming with Sarah, and Jeannie Evers was entered last week. So that brings our grand total, let me count, and I'm going to count this on the air, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30 people so far in the fruitcake toss. Now there are some holdouts at this point. We don't know about Jim Gunnell and Colleen Marshall. I believe they have been called. I believe Jim Jordan and Governor DeWine have been called. I believe that Ray Grogan and Mayor Schertzer have been called. And I believe George Kasotis has been called. But I don't know if we've heard back from any of them. So if anybody has any updates on the fruitcake toss, or anybody would like to enter anybody in the fruitcake toss, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have an update on the fruitcake toss? Or would anybody like to enter anybody into the fruitcake toss? It would be number 31. Oh, I'm getting a message here. Hold on. Let me look here on the internet. Oh, this is a picture, I believe, of Maddie, this character. Maddie's Fridge, F-R-I-D-G-E, is the name of the book. Oh, and there's a picture of Maddie. Now, clearly, Maddie, to me, looks just like the picture that Brinley drew this morning. So, yes, I could easily point that out. So very, very nice. Well, great job, Brinley. Now that I can see Maddie, I can see that this looks exactly like the picture that you drew. Very nice. Well, thank you, Brinley. And as I say, we will put that here in the studio. You know, we're also getting close to Christmas card season, where we do the Christmas card exchange here at the station, which is always a lot of fun. But thank you, Brinley, for that. That's very, very, very nice. And anytime you want to send your artwork in or any type of candy, feel free. As long as it's not that fruitcake soda. We don't need that fruitquake soda, as it were. You know, I get the feeling. I've been talking about this fruitquake soda now for probably 3 or 4 days. I don't know. Maybe I started talking about it Wednesday. And for the last 2 days, as I've talked about it and talked about it and talked about it, we have not heard from Sarah at all, who defends fruitcakes with her heart and soul here. Well, we're getting a call. Let's go to the phones. See what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Did someone say fruitcake?
Oh, now, where have you been? I've been talking about this for 2 days. I thought you'd be in here all over me.
Well, my phone hasn't been cooperating, and I wasn't expecting it to today, but then, hot diggity dog, I kept messing around with it, and I heard your voice, and it was like the angels from heaven. Like,
you know, most girls who hear my voice have the same recollection, that it's like angels from heaven.
Well, Scott, even a book clocks right twice a day.
You know, I said that to somebody. It's weird you say that. I said that to somebody the other day. I don't remember what the subject was, but I said that.
What have I missed?
Oh, you didn't hear? Are you just tuning in now?
Yes, I haven't been able to get you in like...
Oh, my goodness.
At least 2 days.
Well, let me try to explain this to you. I know, do you got people in the bus right now? Because this is a little...
No, we have 10 minutes till I have to do something.
Okay, well, this might be a 10-minute conversation. Because I just might make your day. Now, I started talking about this on Tuesday. And this might, for people listening, it might sound like a little repeat, but they know that you love this fruitcake, so let me bring this up. Tuesday, I was at the grocery store, and a gentleman brought up 3 12-packs of Mountain Dew. Which, that's not unusual. And he's passing it through the line, but it's kind of, the box is decorated kind of funny. It's not like a regular Mountain Dew box. And when it got up in front of me, I looked at the flavor of Mountain Dew, and the flavor was Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. Now, Quake, Q-U-A-K-E. And I thought, well, you know, that's probably just a fruity, you know, Mountain Dew. That's what it is. So I went home, and I researched it that night, and darned if it doesn't turn out it is a fruit cake flavored Mountain Dew.
And see, this sounds great to me because you know of my love of fruit cake, and Mountain Dew is my favorite soda, so I can't wait to try. But I have to be honest, some of the hybrids are, like, I love gingerbread cookies, like little gingerbread men and whatnot, and Mountain Dew, but when they did the gingerbread Mountain Dew, that was just wrong on so many levels.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this. This is the first year this has been done. They actually copyrighted it in April of 2022, PepsiCo, so this is the first year it's been done. And here's the description. Fruitcake is the name, where is it here? But basically, it's, I knew it was in here somewhere, but basically it's tied to fruitcake. Which, to me, I can't imagine what this tastes like. But the tag to all this guy bought 3 of them. And then, the next day, I went and looked to see, you know, how much it costs, so on and so forth. Not that I'd ever buy it. But I went back there, and there were only 2 left. And then yesterday, a couple came through the line and bought us completely out. And so, yesterday, Fruitquake Mountain Dew was sold out. At Kroger on Mount Vernon Avenue. And I think people must not realize that it's tied to fruitcake is the only thing I can think of.
Now, didn't she used to be at the Southland one?
Yeah, I did for several years. But that was many years ago now. I don't remember what year I switched over, but it's been quite a few years.
Do you like Mountain Dew?
You know, I've never been a big drinker of Mountain Dew. It's not awful, but if I was going to have a clearish type of soda, it would probably be Sprite. I like Sprite.
Okay.
But, as I said, I would never buy this. There's no way I would buy this. But if a 12-pack showed up, here, early this morning, this is the second part of it, you know our little listener, Brinley, who drives to school and listens to us with her grandma, Mary, every morning.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes. And, well, she sent me a picture this morning, a picture that she colored of a character in one of her books, Maddie. And she also sent me a Valentine bag with four or five Butterfingers in it.
Aww.
And it says, to Scott from Brinley. So I haven't got a Halloween bag in years, so that was very nice of her. But when her grandfather walked in to give me these items, I was petrified that somebody was coming in here with that fruitcake Mountain Dew. Because if somebody showed up with a 12-pack, I would probably feel compelled to try it. If somebody bought it. Now, I'm not telling anybody to buy it. This is not one of those reverse psychology things where I'm saying buy this and bring it. Because I'm not sure that I would. I'm not guaranteeing that I would drink it. But, you know, I had a moment of panic there because I'd been talking about it for the last 3 days.
Well, I recently was gifted a sweet treat as well. When I went to my ladies' Bible study Tuesday night, the pastor's wife had remembered me telling her about the fruitcake talk and that there was a shortage of fruitcakes around here and that I wanted to start practicing. And she had recently been to Sam's Club and bought a 3-pack of the 1-pound fruitcakes. And that was what was waiting on me when I got to Bible study.
Now, are they the Claxtons?
Yes, sir.
So did you eat two and throw one?
God, I didn't.
Well, I just want to say that we are up to 30 people. Oh, you know, this is another thing I meant to ask you. The other day we were talking about President Harding and Ted Williams and Governor Strickland, and I said, well, nobody has officially nominated them. If somebody officially nominates them, I will pass. I can't guarantee because, you know, both Teds live in Columbus somewhere, and President Harding, I'm not sure if he can toss a fruitcake, but I would pass along the word, but I wasn't sure if anybody ever officially nominated them. I know that you had brought it up, but I don't think anybody ever officially nominated them.
No, I don't think so.
Right, so if anybody officially, let me just say that again, those are the three that I will contact if anybody does officially nominate them. Governor Strickland, Ted Williams,
so if you really need a nomination, just go ahead and do it.
Well, no, I would need somebody who'd say they want to see them do it. Because I don't want to enter anybody myself. Because all of the 30 people who've been entered, I don't think I've entered anybody. So, if somebody says they want to see them do this or wants to...
Well, let somebody else get in there and nominate. I think I've nominated like half a dozen people.
Well, now, are you going to get this fruit Quake Mountain Dew? Are you going to go looking for it tonight?
I'm absolutely going to try it.
But are you
I love Mountain Dew and I love fruitcake, so I'm pretty sure it'll be a match made in heaven.
Well, apparently it's dark red.
So the lady that sits beside me in Bible study, she loves fruitcake, and she said, I think we should get a knife out and pass the fruitcake while we study. And is this bad of me? I didn't want to hear it, so I just pretended not to hear it.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know, bad sir.
But you haven't eaten your fruitcake yet anyway.
No, I'm savoring it.
Well, when are you going to eat it?
It's got to be a special occasion. You don't want to just go eat fruitcake at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday or whatever.
Now, this is not a bad question because I know people do this, but do you eat the whole fruitcake at one sitting?
Heck yeah, I'm not, but there's no shame in my game. That thing will be gone, baby.
I know a lot of people do that. Now, some people chop it up and save the rest of it for later, but
I've never been a saver, Scott.
So now, is that a meal or is it a dessert?
Well, they do weigh pretty heavy on you. Those things are pretty solid, so.
Well, they are. I would imagine they'd be very binding.
Well, I mean, I've never had any problems so far, but you probably just jinxed me.
Well, and also, I do want to say here in the last, we're not to the break yet, 2 minutes in this segment. You know, I think Linda will be here today, as she has been the last Friday. I don't know anything about Abby, but her name brought because somebody did enter her in the competition, so she's in. And I think she said she could do it. She didn't have any conflicts that night. I don't know if she's coming in today at noon to settle this thing all up. I really haven't talked to her about it in the last.
What about Michelle? Do you ever talk to Michelle anymore?
You know, I do, but it's you know, I know she hasn't been feeling the best, and then she had Stewart's Open in the summer, so she was very busy with that, and. Occasionally, I think about a week ago, we exchanged a message. You know, I would like to just hear from her, but no, I haven't seen her in quite a while because she hasn't been feeling the best. It's nothing horrible, I don't think, but it's one of, honestly, I don't want to speak about her medicals because I don't know exactly what they are, but I mean, she obviously still goes to work, so it's nothing terrible, but I think it's just a busy time in her life, and hopefully she will be back in soon. But I think she would side with me on most of this stuff.
So what are we going to do today? Are we playing any Family Feud, or what have you got planned for today?
Yeah, we've got Pastor Spot coming up next hour, and then after that, probably some Family Feud. Linda comes in at 11, and I don't know if Abby's going to be here at noon or not. If she is with Linda, we'll do that whole bit. Finally get the competition done with and out of the way. And we might have a guest from 10 to 12 in the studio I don't want to jinx it, because if the person doesn't show up, I don't want to get people excited. But if you want to listen, trust me, check in.
Oh, I already got excited when you started talking about fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew.
Well, let me tell you, this is something people love. People have always loved this segment. I believe the person showing up, because I have talked to that person in the last week, and I also talked to somebody who knows that person in the last week. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be here, but it would be the first time in quite a while that they have been here. So tune in at 10:15, and if they do show up, we'll have 2 hours of fun for sure.
Well, if I can keep this phone cooperating, I'll be tuning in.
All right, we'll continue on down the road.
Okay, bye,
Scott. Bye-bye. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
I like my book. You'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a good book.
Thank you.
I love you, and I thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on...